The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I am so concerned about the United States.
Coming up on Life Today, Pastor Rick Renner compares the modern church to the church of the first century.
And in the first century, believers were not persecuted for their faith. It was not because of their faith. The Roman Constitution guaranteed faith. They were persecuted because they were viewed as intolerant.
A Light in the Darkness, next on Life Today.
Thank all of you for being here. It's always good to see you. Thanks for joining us on Life Today. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I are thrilled to have Rick Renner back with us. He's the pastor of the largest church in Russia, and he's such a great man. You know, Beth Moore told me after studying some of his things and looking at the way he had expounded the Greek language, she said, "I think this man is the greatest Greek scholar I've ever read after." And she said, "It's obvious he walks with tremendous humility." And I told her a little bit about Rick and what he did, and she was very, very impressed with his brilliant mind and the way in which he took the Word of God and with a graciousness applied it. I don't think Beth's seen this book, but...
She wrote me a letter about it.
Did she see it?
Did
she like it?
I will save that letter forever.
Oh, this is Rick Renner. Would you welcome Rick Renner Life Today?
Thank you.
Well, you know, and that's an acknowledgement of the wonderful gift God's put within Beth. What an expositor of and teacher of truth.
She's tremendous.
She is, and I can tell that meant a lot to you. Beth, thank you for doing that, sweetheart. You're a constant encouragement. This is fabulous, and it is in the bookstores. It's A Light in the Darkness. This is the table book for every Christian home, and that's a lot of them. You know, if 100 million Christian homes take this book, I'm going to write you an appeal letter over in Africa, over in Russia, and say, "Help us in Africa."
Okay.
Because it would be so wonderful if everybody get this, because of the incredible message that's in it. And I just want you to know we appreciate you. But, you know, you've been gracious enough to come and talk about the book that is in the bookstores right now, that Jay Richards, a PhD from Yale, who's a Catholic, I'm Protestant, evangelical Christian. He's a Christian. He knows Jesus. By the way, we know a lot of Protestants. I know a lot of Baptists don't know Jesus. This little girl was a Baptist Sunday school teacher, didn't know Jesus, and came to know Jesus, came out of the choir to trust Christ. A lot of Catholics don't know Jesus. They just know church, people in all different religious groups. But Jay knows Jesus, loves Jesus. I love Jesus. We were joined together to write this book, Indivisible, Restoring Faith, Family, and Freedom Before It's Too Late. And it really includes a healthy free market. Now, I want you to listen to me, because, see, we're being taught in America that the free market is our enemy. We're kind of creating a class warfare. Listen closely. A healthy free market is greed vulnerable, but not greed driven or greed dependent. All freedom is potentially vulnerable to abuse. That's one of the beauties of freedom. You can walk on it. You can neglect it. You can fail to protect it. All right, but the free market is like the fertile fields of opportunity God gives us. Don't make the mistake of making that the enemy. Don't write off what God blesses because of the abuse of somebody or the greed of someone. Beware not only of greed, beware of envy and covetousness. Well, Pastor Rick Renner has agreed to talk about Indivisible. So people respect you. You are a brilliant man.
You've got
more education credentials than I do. You've read Indivisible. Your take.
Well, the first thing I do when I look at a book like this, and I've been waiting for this book. You and I have talked about this for 2 years. So when I get a book like this, which I know is supposed to be a serious work, I'm not interested in these pages until I look at these pages in the back. I want to know how documented is this book. You've got more than 40 pages of footnotes at the back of this book. And everything in this book has been substantiated. And this book is just amazing. The documentation in this book about our founders, the facts about where we are headed as a nation, it's just tremendous. And really everybody should get this book.
you know what, I pray that we are able to recognize the error of our way and realize that correction is more than just an election, but refocusing our compass to true north, returning to the standard, not trying to move the standard, but get back to it. That's in the letter to the seven churches. The message is repent. And you and I know that true repentance is not just a change of direction. It includes a change of mind.
Has to have a change.
We've got to change the way we believe. And this book is written to address every major issue and focal point in America from a biblical foundational perspective to try to help get us back on track.
You said,
I think there's hope that we'll get there.
You paint a picture in this book of somebody laying on the beach. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
A tsunami.
They're laying on the beach, and they don't know that a tsunami has happened. All they know is that suddenly the water is pulling back, and they lay there on the beach, totally unaware of what's about to come back and hit them. And as I was reading this book, I thought, you know, he has really hit this on. And God truly joined you with the correct writer for this book.
What do you think about it? You've been all over the world in missions. You're working in a former communist country.
Yes, sir.
You're in Moscow. You're the largest church there. You shared earlier in the week that you now have a 20% block of influence on elections. The Protestants do, which is just a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Which is a total miracle. It's a big change. It's a big change there. When you look at our situation here, and you look in, what do you see when you look at America right now?
Well, you know, I've always been a little hesitant to say what I see, because there are different reactions from people. Some people think that I'm negative if I really express what I see. But I am so concerned about the United States. We have drifted far, very fast.
But would you say that the cards are stacked for collapse?
Yes, I would. In every way.
Moral, economically,
morally.
Denise, politically.
We come about once every 6 months. And James and Betty, I'm telling you, in a six-month period, Denise and I can see a visible difference in the nation between trips. And when we come back, our mouths just drop open, especially when we watch television. American television it's frightful. What is being produced,
promoted. Sacred. Doesn't it mock the sacred? It mocks anything pertaining to moral excellence, purity, commitment in marriage. It mocks the sacred. It mocks God.
It mocks it, and there is an agenda to do it. There is an agenda to profane anything that is holy, to change the way that people think. I think about the little children that are growing up in kindergarten right now. They're going to be so confused about what is right and what is wrong.
Absolutely.
Well, what do you see when you come back and see the church? Are we just in such a deep sleep?
I see two things in the church. I see that there is a group in the church that is watering down the word so much that I'm not even sure when I say open your Bibles to such and such a book, people in the crowd know what I'm talking about. And as a Bible teacher, it's really bad if you're talking about the book of the Bible and you feel like the crowd doesn't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then I see another group who is awakened to where we are, and they are pressing in with all of their might. And I believe that God's going to answer the prayers of those people.
You come from a collectivist, statist, communist, Marxist world.
Yes.
Where you felt, you know, Jesus talked about the weight of the kingdom, the presence of the kingdom. We know there's the kingdom to come, but he prayed, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth now," mm-hmm. as though it is possible. He prayed and taught us to pray for that which is possible, therefore important. So the weight of God's presence can impact planet Earth, right?
Yes.
The weight of the kingdom of darkness can imprint kingdom.
That's right.
In the earthly domain. The kingdom of deception and darkness made a heavy footprint on the Soviet Union and on Russia, right?
Yes, it did.
Would you say that socialist, collectivist power base that killed millions of people and held others in bondage in the little cubicle box-like, putting everybody in the same little container almost, the way the architecture even changed from the grandeur that you could see before the dominion of this kingdom of darkness. Would you say that when you look at this land of the free and home of the brave, this incredible, blessed, prosperous, benevolent nation that people all over the world have wanted to come to and to be in the light of this prosperous community and atmosphere, do you see the tentacles, the footprint, the weight of that kingdom of deception in ever-increasing socialism here? When you come in, does it appear apparent to you?
Yes, it does. And socialism is a failed experiment. I mean, why in the world would we even try to go in that direction? All you have to do is look everywhere where it has been attempted. It does not work. It takes away people's individuality. In the Soviet Union, everyone had the same. Is that what we want?
It's not the way God creates anything, because He doesn't make any fingerprints the same or any snowflakes the same.
They had the same car. If you bought dishes for your house, they were the same dishes that are in your neighbor's apartment. If you bought a bed, it is the same bed that's in your neighbor's apartment. If you bought a hutch, it's going to be the same one in your neighbor's apartment, because everybody got the same.
Doesn't that just make you want to go hip, hip, hooray? How insane can we be that we would follow that, because we are headed that way?
When Denise and I first moved there, James, we needed to buy a couch. So we went to the furniture store, which we thought was a furniture store. We found out it was a museum of furniture. And we found a couch that we wanted to order. I was willing to pay the price, and I asked, when will it be delivered? And they said, 2 years. I said, 2 years? They said, that's fast delivery. That system does not work. It does not work.
Well, we're rapidly racing in that direction, and I know you think that sounds far-fetched, but it's not. Here's the thing that disturbs me now. It's as though people will be looking in at us and say, well, why don't you preachers just read us the Bible? Because you're not living the Bible. You're not doers of the Word. If at best you hear it, but you never pierce the darkness. You just sit there and bloat or whatever your spirituality. How is it that we can be salt and light and lose our effect, and Jesus said, you're good for nothing but to be trampled on? We're in the process of seeing all of our freedoms and our liberty being trampled on by an ever-increasing statism and power, an ever-increasing, all-promising, all-provident government.
Which you describe very well in this book.
Is it another type of Pharaoh? Is it another type of the shadow of Egypt that we're basically depending upon, and we're going to find ourselves in bondage? Is that basically what's happening?
I think so. And in this book, you liken it to what was happening in the first and second century with the Roman state, and how the Roman state had its hands in everything. And you know, something that is happening today, you know, it's history repeats itself. And in the first century, believers were not persecuted for their faith. It was not because of their faith. The Roman Constitution guaranteed faith. They were persecuted because they were viewed as intolerant, because they took a different standard than the rest of society. They wouldn't go to the theater. They believed in a walk of holiness, and the government said, these people refuse to comply. And the conflict was not over faith, it was non-compliance to what the rest of society wanted to do. And in a very real way, there is a conflict of kingdoms right now. And the world is saying Christians are intolerant. Isn't that what they say about us?
Mm-hmm. Call us hate mongers if you just say
hate things
are not biblically correct, they're not morally in line with Scripture. They're not even in line with natural expressions. And so if you say this is simply out of line, then you're a hate monger. There are people in Canada being arrested for saying certain practices are against the moral principles and the Word of God. We say here, restoring faith, family, and freedom before it's too late. But here's what I firmly believe. The only people on planet Earth who can restore the necessary foundation, the only people, now get this, the only people in the United States of America who can save this nation from the catastrophic consequences for rotten decisions with our fists in the face of a holy God, rebelling against His truth and His Word, the only people who can right the ship of state, who can correct the course from the perilous direction, from the continual decline into a new way of hope and safe harbor are the people who understand the importance of faith, family, and freedom. And that includes the free market thinkers, because they are not going to keep the free market opportunity if they don't come to understand, in their conservative economic perspective, the absolute importance of moral integrity and social concerns that every caring person should address. So if people of faith don't come together, if people who say they love family and believe it's important, people who understand freedom, which means liberty and responsibility, not just license, but assuming responsibility, if these groups don't come together and get above the walls and get back up here on the solid terra firma, the solid ground, we're going to lose the ship. We're going to hit the icebergs. We're going to have a three-dimensional sinking of the Titanic ship of state. Do you agree, looking in from Russia?
Yes. In fact, in these 20 years since Russia, had this newer Russia emerged, freedom of religion has been a very big issue, of course. And if the Mormons come under attack, we don't view this as a theological issue. If they can be attacked, we can be attacked. We come together, we do whatever we can to publicly support them. Maybe they have a different view, that's fine. They have a right to believe what they want to believe.
Right, and if you're ever going to discuss the differences in a wholesome, positive way, you've got to have the ground upon which to do it. So, and that's freedom.
So we come together on the basis of freedom. The freedom to, you talk about free market, just how about free thinking? Mm-hmm. You know, that has to be defended.
Absolutely. And the stage is set right now to force in socialized medicine on us, government taking care of everybody. Do you think the socialized trends we've got even in our medicine and healthcare, you think that's a...
It's ridiculous. Let me take you to a social hospital and show you how social medicine works. No one who would walk into an old Soviet hospital would want to go there. Nobody would trade what they have here for that.
Well, listen to me. And don't miss this. And really, get the content. Cut to the chase. Listen to me. We don't have a single health issue. We don't have a single issue of aging. We don't have a single challenge in this nation of ours, America, that God's people, co-creators with God, submitted to God in His wisdom and His shadow, His shelter, His security, that we can't come together and solve. We don't have an energy problem we can't solve. We don't have an economic problem we can't solve. We don't have tax problems we can't solve if we revamp a dilapidated system that nobody can even understand. We've got to make some corrections. Do you understand that? We have got to put, you've got 500 and some odd people that determine the direction of your country. Actually, you've only got about 300 that do. We've got to find people who understand the principles essential to correct our course. We have to find that leadership. And we, the people, have to support that leadership to make the necessary correction. And all of us, not some of us, all of us have to be willing to take the load of sacrifice if necessary to do it, not to give the government more money to misuse or to mismanage or to waste or to just keep increasing the budget. We've got to start bringing it under control. And it's going to take everybody doing it. Quit dividing up into different classes. Don't do it. Let's come together. We can do it. Do anybody out here in this audience agree with me?
Yes.
Do you believe we can come together and we can be a city set on a hill?
Yes.
Pastor, I'm really praying that people will hear not just my heart cry, but God's heart cry, to come to the shelter and shadow. I see Jesus as He looked over Jerusalem, looking at America and saying, how I long that you would come to me like chicks to the wings of the hen. I don't think it's too late for America, but I think it's much later than most people think. Looking in, you agree?
Yes, sir, I do.
Get your people praying for us in Russia. Will you do that?
Yes, I will.
There's Rick Renner's website. You may want to find out what's going on there in Moscow. You may want to go over there and minister with him. You may want to go over there and see. And you may want to support them. We're asking you, Betty, I think that one of the great joys we have is rescuing people from bondage. And right now, the sexual bondage is holding so many children captive, so many women. We can set people free if we'll join hands. I want you to watch very closely. Please watch this. And then let's make a difference. Let's do this together. Watch it.
Our missionary partners in Nepal are motivated by love as they seek to reach children who are at risk of being trafficked into the sex slave trade. Knowing that children are literally trafficked every day motivates them to travel into the far reaches of remote mountain areas and down to the depths of the city slums.
We work together here. This is Druba, and we come out to these slums with our team and try to go out and help all of these children that right now are in danger of being trafficked.
This day was no exception for our team as they learned about a mother named Suma and her daughter Sheeta, who are in a battle to survive, not only grinding poverty, but the dangers of human traffickers.
Suma and Sheeta are just barely surviving. It's freezing here. Their conditions are so horrible. Suma, the mother, is forced to sell herself. She's been selling herself every night to traffickers in the slum area just to be able to provide something to eat for little Sheeta. And the traffickers have already asked the mother if they could take her. At any moment, these traffickers could come through and steal Sheeta from her, and she'll never see her again. And this mother is crying out to us to help her, to take her little girl and put her somewhere safe. And my terror is that I'm gonna come back here and walk through that slum, and I'm gonna find Suma, and I'm not gonna see Sheeta anymore. And if we can just go in there and provide a safe home for her, we will see her again.
Betty, can you imagine a mother saying, please come take my child because some predator is going to get my child?
The desperation of it. What mother would want their child taken from them, but she knows the danger and what can happen to her, that she'll be taken away from and put into this lifestyle, that the poor thing will just be abused and mistreated and taken advantage of and never have a life that a child should have.
Well, I'm just asking you to be an answer to the heart cry of that mother. We want to provide a life center, a haven, a safe, secure place in Nepal, which is where children are most vulnerable because of poverty, to be taken as a prisoner, taken into India, and used as a sex slave all their life. We're asking you to help us build that life center. We need over $200,000. There could be 200 people watching today that would say, I will give $1,000. Let me tell you some good news. Your gift will actually be matched that you give today. It'll be doubled. We're asking many of you to help us rescue hundreds and hundreds of children out of the sex trade, women out of the sex trade. We're actually putting them to work where they're making beautiful necklaces and giving them a trade, and they are so thankful. We want to send one of these necklaces to you if you'll make a gift to help rescue someone to say thank you. We're asking you to make a gift of $128 because that's the average it costs to rescue someone out of the sex trade. And then we want to build the life center, so we've got two goals. Rescue as many as we can, build a life center where we can help rescue little children just like the one you heard the mother talking about. Give them a home, give them a safe haven. Would you help us do that? Father, I pray every person watching, please, Lord, touch their heart to move. May they be moved with your compassion and reach out and touch someone with your love. In Jesus' name, your gift will give someone a chance. Would you take your bank card as you dial that number? Would you make a gift to help us build that life center? Would you make a gift to help us rescue one of those precious people or children, one of those women? Your gift will be doubled. That means a $64 gift will reach the $128 that's needed. Would you please make that call? We're going to send you the book, Indivisible, that I really believe everything you care about, that you're concerned about, is addressed with answers and direction from God. I really do believe that. We want to send it to you to say thank you. Encourage others to get a copy, your pastors, your leaders, your church families, and your friends. We'll be sending the beautiful Lion and the Lamb bronze to those of you who will help us build that life center. Thank you for making the call. You can go online, lifetoday.org, if you'd like, and make the gift God puts on your heart. Thank you for doing it.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And we can also build the New Hope Life Center in Nepal, which will be a safe house for children for years to come. And now, a miracle opportunity of a $384,000 matching gift. With a cost of $128 to rescue a child, that means your gift of $128 will be matched to help rescue two children, and $64 will be matched to help rescue one more child. With your gift, please request Indivisible by James Robison and Jay Richards, a soul-stirring read for every Christian who desires to restore America to the values that formed our strong foundation, built on faith, family, and freedom. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you will receive a unique and beautiful necklace, handcrafted by women who were survivors of human trafficking and slavery. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000, which will be matched to $2,000 for the New Hope Life Center. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Do remember, we're sending Indivisible for any gift, and we want to thank you. Really focus your prayers on what we address, and let's turn this ship of state. Also remember the beautiful necklaces that have been made and the Lion and the Lamb bronze. And then I want to mention with gratitude again to Pastor Rick Renner and mention this incredible book. You need to go to the bookstore and see this. You will find it a treasure, as it takes you through the New Testament, the seven messages to the seven churches. This is the first two. And this is an absolute beautiful book you'll treasure, and it'll inspire you beyond words. Join Betty and me in saying thanks again to Pastor Rick.
Thank you.
I love you and appreciate you.
I love you too, Betty. Thank you.
Thank all of you for being with us. Thanks for letting us share this time, and thank you very much for your help.
Try to put a Band-Aid on a child that was running from you.
Family Calamity and Restoration, tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.